Well, the temperature is starting to drop, and we're seeing some little tidbits of freezing rain right now. And joining us to tell us what's going on right now is our chief meteorologist, Rob Gilman. Rob, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. We have been talking about this for the last few days. This is a flash freeze.
So it sounds like it's really starting to roll into the area right now. And how long is this going to go on? What are changes we should be looking out for?
Stay home. That's all you need to know. You don't want to be out on the roadways. Remember, we had a blizzard on Saturday. The road crews worked so hard to deal with that snow and the low temperature and the wind. And then we had some melting the last couple of days. And now, after rain all night long, you can't put down treatment. You know, the treatment they use is a salt, different types of salt, depending on the temperature. You can't put that down on the roads when it's raining heavily and it just washes away. And those are the smarter road crews, and they have to wait. And now they can just start. So right now it's 27 degrees in Nashua. It's 30 degrees in Boston. It's 29 degrees in Brockton. 33 degrees, as you mentioned, right here, Marshfield, Pembroke. And now we're going to be able to treat the ice-covered roadways, and it's going to be all ice from here on in this afternoon into this evening. And what you're talking about, Dan, those little pellets, that's called sleet. So the distinction between snow, which forms high up in the atmosphere and makes it all the way to the ground when the atmosphere is cold throughout, and freezing rain, which is rain that freezes on contact, which is what's happening in the area now, and sleet, which happens when the snow melts and then refreezes and falls as these little pellets, is also starting to happen. The sleet's going to take over, and that's going to continue right through this evening.
And how long will this cold blast be affecting us in our region?
Through the weekend.
And so is there going to be any kind of difference in this terms of what we're going to see throughout the region, or is it going to be pretty much the same throughout the South Shore?
Well, again, though, this started last couple of hours with the drop in temperature. It's the meteorology of this is the storm center. As the storm center is approaching, it's holding the milder air in. It was in the low 50s earlier in Plymouth, and the Upper Cape is still in the low 40s. It's getting colder there now. So as the storm center moves now by to our east, the colder air, temperatures in the 20s and teens, wraps in behind the storm center. Our low temperature tonight will be 17 degrees across the South Shore. Very treacherous to be out on any roadways, and you're impeding the work of the crews trying to get that chemical down now to treat the roads.
And what time do you think all this this sleet and freezing rain that we're seeing, what time will that all be done? Do you have any kind of idea in terms of what hour this will be done?
From northwest to southeast, it'll be ending 7 to 10 o'clock tonight. The Cape will still get additional precipitation, you know, with the cold air over Massachusetts Bay. There can be some snow showers on the Cape into tomorrow morning. But the precipitation across the South Shore will be pretty much done with by 8, 9, 10 o'clock.
And as you said, if you can stay home, do that.
Even if you can't stay home, do it. There's no reason to be out on the roads right now. It's just too hazardous. You know, if you have an emergency, call 911.
All righty. Well, we'll be keeping an eye on this throughout the day, and you'll have an update for us later in this newscast. So thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Rob. We do appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right. Stay safe.